Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
We did it. We're back. It's 2024.
I feel like 2024 sounds like a fake year.
I agree.
It can't possibly be 2024.
Yeah.
It's not real.
It's not real.
I kind of thought for most of the latter half of 2023, it was 2024.
Mm.
So this year might feel very long.
It's been 2024.
This has been 19 damn months.
I can't believe this podcast has been going for 24 years.
Crazy.
24 years now. That's crazy. It's crazy. Where were you guys 24 years ago?
I think in eighth grade.
I was still cool then. I was in New York City.
Oh, damn.
Were you doing cocaine
wow.
or something?
And in Times Square when the ball dropped.
You did a Times Square on in
that's pretty cool.
2000?
The 1999 to 2000.
That's pretty cool.
Weren't you afraid you were going to like get bombed or something?
No. Oh, no. Things back then didn't blow up.
Yeah, that was pre-9/11.
Only like weird things blew up.
Wow.
It was a big thing though where everyone thought that the things were going to like stop working so that the nuclear codes and everything, like the bombs would go off.
My sixth grade teacher was like fucking obsessed with Y2K and was like, it's going to be a huge deal. And then some people were like, no, my dad works for so-and-so. And he's like, what does he know? I was like, okay, that's fine.
And did your teacher walk it back or did they just like pretend like it never happened?
Yeah, I wish I would have bottled that memory better.
We had a hotel overlooking Times Square.
She was the teacher that had like a whole bunch of like dead animals in formaldehyde jars.
Ooh.
Oh, neat.
What's wrong with that?
I was in the bathroom when the clock struck midnight.
Oh, no.
Because I mistimed it.
Were you afraid that you'd come out and then everyone would be raptured away?
Yeah, exactly.
You came out of the bathroom.
But since my dad was a fireman and he was for like the big, like he was like a chief of the fire station, I remember they had like plans and stuff like that and basically was like, yeah, it's not that big a deal.
Crazy.
I got you all beat for my Y2K New Year's.
Yeah?
I was at mass.
Why?
Damn.
You were praying for Y2K?
Yeah. They did a midnight thing. And I was like, I know that this is just an arbitrary thing that you were like, whatever, we're going to do it. But yeah, no, my mom made me go to that. And even the priest felt bad for me and mentioned me during the homily.
I was like, what kid here?
Yeah, I was the only one.
Really?
Damn.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That sucks.
Wow. Well, that was fun.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
Anyway, I've got an idea for you.
Let's hear it.
Why don't you paint Jermichael like he's a cow or something?
I said that. That's my idea. I said that. Ratma, where was the circus?
Outside. And it was like, I don't know, half day's travel to the east.
Why are we taking Jermichael again? Just to get him out?
Because we need to take him to the House Bartell at Anchor Down. Because they're working with a wizard over there. And
mysterious
that's,
wizard.
Yeah.
What do you need?
Well, mainly I just don't want to have this distinctive hairstyle anymore since
we could do circusonas and we could be like a family band and that's how we get into the circus.
Mm. I was kind of thinking I was just going to be the guy that smokes cigarettes in the back. That was kind of my vibe. I was thinking like...
A manager. Got it.
You're a dragon.
What? No way.
You did? What are you talking about? You have to know you're a dragon.
I'm just playing, man.
Oh, okay. I was like, this is going to be harder than I thought. Oofta doofa. Anyways, we're thinking we're going to kind of glue feathers on you to make you look like a griffin, just in case we get caught.
I can check in. I mean, it sounds like a good plan to me.
Hell yeah, baby. All right, well, get ready. Here it comes.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's really sticky.
Yeah, real sticky. All right. Here comes the feathers. Here's the feathers.
Hey, look at me. I'm Peter Griffin.
You hear the steps coming down, and Celine tries to just, like, walk in, like, no big deal.
Hey, lady, we're, busy here.
Oh, shit, what happened to your head?
It's not like a set of circuits. It's more like a broken-down caravan.
Okay.
And there is some stuff on fire.
Okay.
And there's a lot of, like, yelling and stuff.
We are, but we're in a heap of trouble. We need some help.
We would love to help you.
Brought you to Barnabas Rumbletoes, the ringmaster. So you wake up, and Barnabas is there, and you guys feel mysteriously cold.
Why?
I feel my little nose is so cold, as if I was out in the frigid wastelands.
My breath, I can see it.
A chill hangs in the air over the city.
It feels like whenever I was dead.
What happened? What happened to you? The snow globe, it's broken.
We pissed ourselves.
I think we got magically teleported to a magical land of wonder and mischief. How long have we been gone?
It was just mere moments.
All right, you jacking me off, aren't you, bro? That can't be right.
No, it's true. It all happened in one night.
In one night? What, were we just laying here asleep the whole time?
That's not a moment. A night isn't a... Was it a whole night or was it a moment?
You just let us hear our piss this whole time?
Did you like throw a tarp on us at least?
But the line from the movie is he did it all in one night.
What movie?
Christmas Carol. The Christmas Carol is where he did it all in one night.
That's so true.
Mm-mm. But it was just a moment.
It was just a moment.
It was just a moment of time.
Sorry.
Sorry, Michael. I'm pretty serious when it comes to time.
Apologies. I sometimes get moments and nights mixed up.
I get that.
I think we were able to help some people. Don't really know what their connection was to here. Like, did you mean to send us there, or what was going
right.
on with that?
The magician's like, well, I wanted you to fix the snow. It looks fine. We don't need you anymore.
What about, okay.
I don't know. Are you sure about that? Because we did some pretty cool stuff. Through the step up.
Well, the magicians. I'm going back to my magician hut.
Okay.
Is this your card?
How the fuck did you do that? And I grab him by the collar or rope.
You grab his collar and you just keep pulling and pulling and pulling.
Okay. All right. That's pretty good. Okay. Get the hell out of here. So is the circus still on fire? We seem chill right now.
Yes. The circus has gone bonkers. The acrobats are up on a high wire and won't come down.
Because of the fire, or?
I don't know. They just won't come down.
Okay, gotcha. I was focused only on fire.
Yeah, so there's more problems than just the fire,
gotcha.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, the petting zoo is stampeding around.
Yeah, I can see that.
The jugglers and the clowns are fighting, and he points at the big top, which was comically shaking back and forth.
Style.
That's not all, though. There's more problems. The puppeteers are putting on this artsy-fartsy stuff that no one likes.
That seems pretty low priority, but okay.
And the carnival workers are sick of working for tips, and they're on strike.
That sounds like a you
legit.
Problem.
Yeah,
I probably should get paid more.
It seems like there's only, like, two dangerous things.
Yeah, but they won't put out the fires.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Can you give them a bonus and then maybe they'll put the fires out?
I'd prefer not to.
Well, would you prefer your tent to be on fire?
Yeah.
Solidarity.
Are you gonna help me or not?
I don't know if I want to help you. You seem like a bad guy.
Let us see your books.
Sounds like you're paying substandard wages for the people who are bringing in the income to your business in the first place.
The carnival industry is dead. Learn to code.
Well,
maybe we should go talk to your workers and see what their story is.
Yeah, maybe they're fighting is because of that too.
This is beyond. No, I need what
You're not gonna help me?
Okay, fine. But we're probably
we could like help with fire, maybe.
We'll help with like some of it for sure, but the strike, that seems
No, we're not scabs.
Yeah. Solidarity.
Well, could you at least talk to them for me?
Oh,
for sure.
Gladly.
Because they refuse to talk to me.
Yeah. We could be like a mediator, like a union mediator to help them bring their needs to you.
Yeah.
Right. And you could just bust their strike.
Yeah, we bust.
Wait. Yeah, buddy, we're going to do that. Wink.
Wink. Wink.
Fucking idiot.
We just immediately start walking away.
This guy's a fucking idiot. Barnabas T. Jackoff. What a fucking idiot. Should we split up?
Sure.
Yeah, I guess we could do that. Because there's so many things happening right now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Michael, what did you say the specific type of workers that are supposed to be dealing with the fires and such?
Just the carnival workers in
just
general.
Just the carnival workers, okay. I didn't know if they had a special name.
Carnies.
Carnies?
You do see what looks like maybe a small child riding a pig. And it is galloping about and like bashing into things. And you see it knock over an oil lamp, even more fire starts.
Okay, that's no good. The kid look like it's in charge of the pig,
no.
Or is it just along for the ride? Okay.
It is along for the ride.
Okay, that's probably not great.
And then it just runs off.
Okay.
Well, let's clean up the spilled oil on the ground, maybe, to prevent further fires. So maybe Celine goes over and, like, kicks some dirt on that. Is there, like, do we see, like, a group of workers, like, kind of, is there, like, an area where they're, like, hanging out? Or is it just pure pandemonium everywhere we look?
You see a group hanging out off to the less big top, and they're all just out there smoking cigarettes.
Oh, that's where we go.
Yeah.
That's where the info is going to be.
Yeah.
There seems to be a group of them.
I don't think we should split up. Let's just stay together.
Okay.
Well, let's walk towards the smoking carnies.
Hell yeah. Look at them. They're perfect. That's just what I want to do.
Are we trying, like, do we feel, like, intimidated by all the carnies smoking together? Like,
I don't.
What's their vibe?
I don't care.
I feel like Celine might be a little bit just like, I don't know how to approach this.
I guess I'd see you quaking in your boots a little bit.
Not quaking. I didn't say quaking. I just
Whatever.
Don't know how to approach it.
Just don't smile. That's my one.
Don't show them your teeth.
Don't show them your teeth. Don't smile. Don't show. Whatever. It's fine. I know guys like this from my days, you know. It's not that big a deal. Hey, you motherfuckers, what's up?
Hello, what do you want?
Hey, looks like your place is on fire. That's crazy.
Oh, is it?
And then one of the people breathes a big ball of fire. And then everyone laughs.
Probably stop doing the fire stuff. what's your deal, bro?
A really big guy comes over.
What's your deal, bro?
Michael, is there a chair nearby so I can turn it around backwards, sit in it?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I do that. Like, hey, man, you know, we want to get you guys back to work, but if the whole carnival burns down before you come back, you don't even want to come back to. You know what I'm saying, bud?
Yeah, but we don't even get paid.
Yeah, that sucks. What do you guys want to get paid?
Yeah.
We want a copper piece a day.
What the fuck? Jesus
he
Christ.
Will give you a copper piece a day? Are you kidding me?
You, just between us, ask for more.
Yeah, probably ask
for
more.
Yeah, you should probably ask for, like, at least three.
He only lets us work for tips.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's because he's a friggin' scumbag.
He's a scumbag jagoff.
Yeah.
Well, that's easy. We're just gonna bully him into giving you paid. That's so little.
Yeah, let me tell you guys, when we showed up just then, he was trying to get us to go with you guys. Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that crazy?
You aren't gonna do it, are you?
No, no, fuck no.
Absolutely.
Solidarity forever.
All right, you guys seem cool.
We said, the first thing we said is that I bet you gotta pay him more.
Yeah.
Yeah, or pay us at all.
Yeah. How much tips do you get?
We get like 10, 15 gold pieces a night.
Each or spread amongst all of you?
Each, yeah.
Holy shit. Okay, wait, this got more complicated.
That's,
really.
That's a lot of tips.
That's a lot of tips.
But
what I just said made no sense. It's like a handful of coppers. I'm just pulling your chain.
You guys have like...
I'm pulling your
that's
chain.
A good joke.
I was lying.
That's a good joke. Kato's been founded on this carnival, that's for sure. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's something to work off of.
Now I have a question.
Mm.
What does this ringmaster do exactly here?
You asking me?
Yeah. Like, what is he? Like, why is he the one that's like, no, you're not gonna get paid? Mm. Like, what's he contributing to this big top?
He's a lot smarter than us. He like knows how to do stuff that we don't know how to do.
Okay, there we go. That's good.
So okay. All right. Well, I wanted to double check because if your answer was like he's not doing anything, then I was like, why don't you just kill him?
Whoa.
I was just asking. I'm just curious.
That's a joke.
It's a joke.
Okay.
But it sounds like maybe he does serve somewhat of a purpose. But I think we can agree that you guys serve more of a purpose, and like, you're like we get each other, right?
You're the backbone.
Thanks.
And you're the real heroes. Tell you what, how about you guys get going and start putting out fires, and we'll go argue for you to him.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
I mean, what if he doesn't make a deal with us?
Well, you gotta show to at the table, right? You gotta show you're willing. You know what I'm saying?
But maybe they don't need to put... The problem is then your whole thing's gonna be on fire, and then you won't have a circus to work with, is kind of the problem.
Give me one of them persuasion rolls with advantage.
24.
Oh, I rolled bad. That's a 14. Ugh.
So Celine starts stammering and, you know.
I was trying to be
your
cool
teeth,
for a
your
second.
Your teeth.
Making a real ass of herself.
Hide your fucking
I forget
teeth.
That like I'm supposed to not smile and I start smiling more, like too much.
But Chuck steps in and convinces them that this is the way to go.
Yeah, and if he says no, we'll just beat his ass or something like that. You guys know what I'm all about.
All right, we'll start putting these fires out.
Thanks, brother. And maybe handling some of the piggies. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe there was like a kid on a pig, and I don't think they wanted to be there.
Well, I mean, if you can't get to it, you can't get to it, but, you know.
That's not really our third sort of thing here.
No. Oh. Good luck to that kid, I guess.
Okay.
You should talk to Thaddeus Whimsybottom.
Is he in charge of the children and pigs?
Yeah, he's an animal trainer.
Okay.
Thaddeus Whimsybottom.
And if you need a tattoo, that's Esmeralda Glimmergaze.
Okay, you know we do, but not now.
I want a tattoo.
Yeah, but like, there's so much fire in pigs. Barnabas, bro, that's your name, right?
Yes.
All right, we talked some sense in the workers here. Look, they're already going about it.
Oh, thank goodness.
But to show that you are willing to work with them, you need to give them 2 copper a day. Each.
Each?
Yeah, 2 copper each. The tips aren't enough, brother.
But that's so much.
But
listen.
Well, listen, we talked him down from three.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they were. So we're actually saving you money right now. Yeah,
we're doing a big deal.
I won't be able to afford my monocle polish.
Okay.
Sir, that's not a real problem.
Sir.
Your real problem is that your circus is on fire.
Do they sell separate polish for monocles?
You guys, let me talk to him. Let me talk to him. I take off my mask.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
This is your people, so that does make sense.
Listen, as someone who was formerly, I mean, not to compare too much, but much richer than yourself, I've learned to appreciate the simple things. And for one, now that I'm poor, I know that you don't need monocle polish. You can use a little mud, or just not wear a monocle at all.
I don't know.
And it's gonna take some adjusting, but I believe you can do it, brother.
I'm not sure I'm convinced. Please roll persuasion.
He says that. Okay. Natural 20!
Wait, are you the industrialist? Screech Echo?
Industrialist, mining mogul, financier, among other things. Yes, yes, of course. That is me.
Knows you? That's crazy. That's fucked up.
Didn't you start that innovative system of using non-monetary money?
Yeah, yeah, it was great.
Oh, I wonder if I could pay my workers like that.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work, unfortunately. They still get angry with you.
Hmm. Is there something we could do about that, though?
I gotta tell you, I think...
Like a mind control thing.
Okay, hang on.
Oh no.
I don't think we can dismiss this out of hand. Okay, how many wards do you have? First of all, start at the beginning.
No, sir. No, sir.
Screech is going to try to buy the circus from this man.
Yeah, who did you roll a 20 against? This guy, your damn self. You look at a damn mirror and got reflected on you, damn.
All right, I suppose I could afford 2 copper per person.
You're welcome.
Because, you know, you need to remember, you're only one guy, and you've got to have all these people working, and if they all decide at the same time that they don't want to deal with you anymore, they could just leave.
Or try to kill me.
Or try to kill you. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to name any names, and it wasn't that anyone said anything. There was just more of a vibe that if you weren't good on your word, that was definitely on the table. That was the vibe I got.
I mean, at the end of the day, what makes you more money? A carnival or a carnival on fire?
Yep. So true.
This is flawless logic.
Yeah.
That is, there's no, that, I, it explains why you're so successful, Mr. Echo.
Was so successful.
Shut up. You won stuff.
No, yeah, now he's mostly focused on philanthropy.
Yeah.
Travel.
He's writing a book on how to get his billions back.
I'm taking a sabbatical.
Yes. So if you want to stay in, you know, in his right graces, you should probably make sure that you're a good ringmaster here in the circus.
Okay.
And then you're good to your carnies.
Someone give me a dollar so I can give it to this man.
We ran out of those like weeks ago, man. I told you got to ration them.
Well then... So, problem solved, I guess.
Hell yeah, brother. Get out there and get some pigs.
But there's still so many issues.
That's true.
And that's where we come in. We've already solved your number one issue, and doesn't that just prove how valuable we are?
And you said you wanted to travel with us to Farhold?
I think that's what we said. That sounds about right.
Yes. Because of Sir Screech's sabbatical, he wanted to experience life on the road. And we're a part of his retinue, so yes, we would like to join.
And we have a rare griffin. We have a rare griffin.
We do have a rare griffin, absolutely.
Well, rare griffin, you say? And these spiders you're riding, they're pretty terrifying too. These could all be part of the menagerie.
Not for sale.
Well, I guess we'll keep our keep over here as long as we get paid a little bit more than those guys. Because you need to have something for.
Yeah. two coppers is not gonna be.
Yeah, that's nothing to me. You have to have something for people to aspire to, right?
That's a good point. Did you say this one that that Screech is riding? His name is Buggy.
Yes.
Is that what you decided when he wasn't here?
Yes, I have it written down in my notes. I have everyone's spider's names written down. Rook spider is named Grieg. Celine spider is named Stella. Screecho spider is named Buggy. And let's not forget, Chuck is riding a donkey named Lily.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So yeah, Buggy the spider.
Does he like it?
Do you like it?
Do I like Buggy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Buggy. It's a One Piece reference. I appreciate that.
All right, what's next, gang?
Well, the acrobats still won't come down, and the petting zoo is still stampeding, and the jugglers are still fighting the clowns. The puppeteers are still putting on this dreadful, dreadful performance.
We don't care about the puppeteers.
That one seems like they're mostly just harming themselves by putting on.
Well, hey, let me tell you, what's the difference between a really great puppet show and a bad puppet show? I don't fucking know.
I was earlier saying that we didn't need to split up, but maybe for this we should split up. maybe we need to deal with some of these problems just to show you what we're worth. We'll deal with these problems for today without a contract, but we're going to need to sign a contract before the clock strikes midnight.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
We could just suggest the rope walkers to come down.
Oh, we can deal with it. This won't be a problem for us. Just reminding you, sir. She looks at
Barnabas. Barnabas Twinkly
Toes. Barnabas Rumble Toes.
Oh, I can't believe I knew Toes was in it. That was the first guy in the world.
So sorry. So there's the acrobats are being crazy.
Acrobats, puppets, pigs, and the clowns and the jugglers are fighting. And then
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
So I could just yell at them and say, "Hey, you guys should come down, or else the tent's gonna like catch on fire, and then you guys will be up on top of the tent, and then flames from the tent will catch you on fire, and then you'll have to piss on each other." And then that will pee on all of us, and we don't want any of that.
They're acrobats. They're going to piss on each other anyway. I love that shit.
So you say all of that?
Yeah.
Roll deception.
Well, I think she's capital S suggesting.
Yeah, I'm using a spell.
Oh, you're casting a spell.
Yeah, I'm casting suggestion on them to come down or else.
Oh, okay.
They make a wisdom save 15. I mean, I can also try to persuade them too. I don't think it's lying. The tent will catch them on fire and they will have to pee on each other. I hope they fail.
I hope they fail too.
So it left my dice tray, but it landed on a 19. So
I think that means you have to roll it again in the dice tray.
Oh, really?
Always re-roll, no matter what, if it leaves the dice tray.
You're a better person than I am, Michael.
Fuck! It was on 20 for one split second, and then it went to 2.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so if they fail, it pursues the course of action I describe as the best. So I'll say, come down the way you normally do, the safest way possible.
Okay, they all start coming down, and they're like,
yes.
Yeah, you're right. We probably don't need hazard pay.
Wait, what? Oh,
okay, never mind. Fuck. Get the fuck back up there.
No, just stay down here.
I'm going to use...
You burned a spell slot, but we can...
No, it's worth it. I want to use another one to tell him to go back up. Fight for what you believe in. We'll get that hazard pay for you, don't you worry. And if anyone stands in our way, we'll fucking kill him and we'll run this circus.
If this is all based on pay, I think we need to make it one big lump sum at the
end. Maybe we should talk to everyone. And maybe, what if we all go around and we just subtly tell the different groups, like, hey, we're going to meet over by the big tree over here at this time so we can have a group meeting?
Hey, Pig, put that kid down. We're going to talk about wages.
So I had worked with the previous festivals and circuits to have Screech Bucks be the form of monetary currency used in it. So if we wanted to spend some time creating our own Screech Bucks, we could just pay them.
I think we kind of just thought that was something Rourke said when she was on drugs.
Oh. No, that was something Nika said to give story for Rourke.
Wait, so Screech Bucks are in use at the carnival?
That is up to Michael.
I would say they're in use in some carnivals, but this one seems very shady.
Wait, there's more than one carnival in this world?
Yeah, in fact, we did establish last time that we are traveling to Farhold to participate in the Battle of the Carnivals.
So not only is there more than one.
Okay.
But there's enough for a battle.
So in my notes under locations, when I put carnival, I need to change that to a carnival.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is a traveling carnival. This is a specific, but it can be anywhere.
This is a specific carnival. Come on, baby girl.
It's just like a Renaissance fair. They're all over the place, and they're owned by different people, and some of them are better than others.
Hell, there's like 56 flags.
It's going to be hard to keep track of all these carnivals, Michael, I got to tell you.
This one's called the Big Top Traveling Circus and Magnificent Menagerie.
Hold on, slow down, slow down.
Let's tell the acrobats and stuff like, okay, we're going to meet at this time later, and we should go tell the smoking carnies the same thing. And who have we not made contact? Let's go talk to the big man. Let's go talk to Thaddeus Whimsybottom, the animal trainer.
Okay, so so you head over towards Thaddeus Whimsybottom.
Yeah, and what's his situation over there?
He seems to be a very old man.
Okay.
Hey!
Hey.
What's your deal? You come to help me with these animals?
Yes, sir. It does seem like you could maybe use some help with them. They seem a little out of control. What's going on?
They're fucking everywhere.
I don't know. They seem angry. The jokester came and talked to them, and then they all went crazy.
To the animals. He talked to the animals?
I think, he did a funny dance.
Do any of us speak with animals? Fuck.
And then they went crazy.
And then a llama runs out.
Oh my god. Okay. Did the jokester imply what he maybe said to them, or?
I don't know. He wouldn't talk. He said, I'm an old piece of shit. And then he ran off.
It does sound like the jokester.
It does sound like him.
Is that wrong, though?
Does anyone else help you with the animals?
Yeah, it's just you.
It's just me.
Okay.
That's a lot of work for one guy.
Yeah, how much do you get paid?
What? Get paid?
Oh my god. Oh,
Jesus fucking
Christ. This guy, we're gonna have to kill him.
What the hell?
Take out Barnabas Rumble.
I'm gonna have to break both of his damn fingers.
He's a piece of shit.
6 weeks ago, I would have loved this guy. And now, I still kind of love him.
You miss it, don't you?
He's like, but it seems like you guys don't like him for some reason. So I'm gonna pretend that I also don't.
yeah, that sucks, right?
I'm secretly trying to figure it out. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
Because, I feel like it's just a break for a second. Like, Selena's, didn't grow up poor, but she also was, in school. So I feel like it's, she grew up, solid, like, okay, but not, like, screech rich.
Yeah, you wanted, you're, like, outside of money, kind of.
Right, like, because I was essentially a magic nun, in a way.
Rourke, do you know how to speak with animals?
Nope.
Well, I have a +5 in animal handling, so maybe I can use my big body to, like, calm them down and...
Grab a pig and pick it up and kiss it on the face?
Sure. Okay. I guess.
You can have bardic inspiration. That's as most as I can hope.
Anyone else want me to get pigged?
There's 2 llamas, 5 goats, 3 pigs, 2 Jesus camels, Christ. An elephant, and 1 really old bear.
What? An elephant?
That's so many. All right, guys, we all have to do this. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, we gotta figure this out.
They're just charging around. Some of them with children.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, hold on.
All right, I think we'll all do good, and nothing bad will happen to us because we're best friends. You all get D4s from my emboldening bomb.
Hell yeah.
And then I'm also going to cast Bless on you, on all of us as well. So that's 2 D4s to your challenging rolls. Emboldening Bond and Bless.
Man, I gotta say, looking at my spells, most of my spells are to hurt people. Not a lot of helping spells, mostly hurting spells.
Yeah, that happens.
Harmful rib spells.
Yeah, don't cast Fireball, you psychopath.
I know, I was trying to think, like, well, could I cast Darkness? But I'm like, I think that would just make it worse. And then I was thinking about Maximilian's Earth and Grasp, but I think I can't grasp all those creatures. Mm-mm. If I could make a wall, then I could, like, trap them in there. I can't do that.
We can corral them, right? And then I assume there's some sort of pin.
Can we do? Could I do like a mage hand holding something to, like, make them chase it or something? Like, yeah. What would llamas, pigs, goats? What do they all like? Corn? I don't know.
A carrot.
One carrot. They all like the same one, though, which is a problem.
Well, they have to fight once they get in there, right?
Well, the carrot is just to get them running in the same direction. Then we're going to trap them somewhere. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I mean, do you guys have, like, a pen for these animals?
Yeah, we have a couple different cars, and they go in there.
Carts?
Yeah, carts. And they go in there, and then their heads stick out.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of
even the goats.
That might be kind of the problem. Like, is that enough room for them?
There's 3 carts.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe this is normal. Maybe it's not.
Okay. Well,
the old ass bear strides up to you. It's only got 1 eye, and all its fur is gray. And it goes.
I would like to animal handle it to let it know that I'm a friend and not a foe, Michael.
Okay.
A dirty 20. Oh, hey, buddy.
It gets really big, and it's like...
Yeah, buddy. Oh, you're big.
He's really roaring. You're like, uh-oh. Is this guy going to eat me? And then...
Bite my damn ass.
He kind of turns a little bit, and you see that he's a lollipop stuck in his fur.
It's a classic mouse and lion situation. I got that, buddy. They're there. And I want to try to rip it nicely, Michael, tomorrow, off of him.
Okay. Do like maybe like a sleight of hand or something.
Sure.
Or some other roll.
Couldn't we maybe use my mage hand to rip it?
Let's still do rip. We're trying to be gentle.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. You're going to hold it. Maybe you could pour warm water on it so that it unsticks from his fur.
Okay, we're getting there. With Bard's inspiration. 14?
It's not perfect. He goes a little bit when at one point.
Oh, sorry. Old fella.
But then you manage it, and he goes, and you can tell he's happier now.
Yeah, I'll escort him to his cart.
And as you're escorting him to a cart, you see one of the goats run by, and it's got like 7 lollipops stuck to it.
Who is leaving all these lollipops everywhere?
You see a stand, and there's like a line of kids lined up by the stand, and it says lollipops, 1 copper piece.
These kids gotta go. They don't know how to treat these animals, right?
playing pin the lollipop on every animal?
Let's say Celine walks up to the stand like, hey kids, I know you love lollipops, but that's it for today. We're all out. So the stand is closing down.
Oh, we got a lot more.
No, you don't. And Celine turns to the person behind the counter, and I would like to do an intimidation roll on them.
Sounds like they're the only one making money right now, so I do gotta give a 2 thumbs up to them, but creating lots of problems.
I wrote that was cocked. Oh my god, this dice is bad. What, can I use one of these?
You can use both of those.
I might need to.
You can just do it, it's fine.
That's a 22.
Oh, that's a great roll.
That's because my intimidation is really high.
He's like, but, can I start it up again tomorrow? I the only way I get paid is through tips and...
We're working on that. We're actually working on that. So you're going to be okay. The problem is these horrible children are just sticking lollipops to every damn animal in the circus.
Is this a field trip or like what's going on here?
Yeah, like where are these kids coming
from? It's nighttime. Where are these kids from?
Where are their parents?
It's nighttime and they haven't left even though it's on fire.
Yes.
And they just keep getting back in line from more lollipops.
And you are doing great. Like you need 5 raises. This is fucking
yeah,
crazy.
No, we're on your side. We are 100% on your side. This place is run just horribly.
Yeah.
We were kind of working to, you know, be a liaison between the employees and the ringmaster. But man, the more I find out, we might just have to kill that guy.
Hey.
I earlier took it back, but he's annoying me right now.
We don't murder for being annoying.
Are you sure? Okay. Well, if we need to. We've got your back. We'll make sure you get paid.
I mean, we wouldn't want to kill one of the great rich people of our time.
Huh. Yeah, that's why. Whatever works.
We've got to find out where his money is first.
God damn.
Yeah.
Then maybe we could. So, yeah, can we... Yeah, children, hey, can you listen to me for a second?
Hey, fuck off!
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Give us a goddamn lollipop!
Shut up.
Oh my god.
Hey! You little rats!
Slap him! Slap him!
Yeah.
Why are you putting lollipops on the animals? What's wrong with you?
The sticks are too short. We keep dropping them.
Oh!
You have tiny kid hands.
Okay.
Keep your damn mouth.
You now, kids, I will say you gave a pretty bad first impression. But now I see that you two are just hurting because things are not good in this system.
That's so true.
Hey, how about let's hold off on any more lollipops while we get the stick situation figured out. And maybe let's all together, like, you know, pick up some of the lollipops on the ground.
Yeah.
And like maybe, you know, if you see a goat with some lollipops on it, like pull it off.
Mr. Barnabas says that if we make the sticks really short, then the kids will drop their lollipops and they have to buy new ones.
All right. Maybe we do gotta kill this guy.
That's what I'm saying. He's a horrible person. I mean, like, not like I have, like, the best morals, but, like, come on. This is crazy.
If we have to kill him, can I at least be the one to do it?
Why?
Yeah, sure, buddy.
The kids are like, fine, and they leave. They disperse.
I assume they're going to go cause problems somewhere else.
Yeah.
Now. Like, these are just, like, the, like, terrifying, like, groups of children that are just like, we're going to, like, knock the windows out of your car or whatever.
And the animals all come out. Some of them still have, like, kids stuck to them because the lollipops.
Kids stuck to them?
Yeah, because
so
the
sticky.
The lollipops are so sticky.
Damn.
Wait, okay, so it's not even, like, getting tangled in the fur. It's, like, just skit. This is, like, an epoxy? Like a super glue?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Right. Okay, I have a question. What is in these lollipops? Because I feel like...
How do you get them out of your mouth? Are any kids choking?
I feel like this dude... Like, I just feel like maybe he's like... Because, you know, like, the same way that back in the day, they'd be like, this is flour, but we're putting sawdust in it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he's putting some glue or something in these lollipops. And maybe it's full of,
cutting
like,
it.
Lead or something.
Baked chips.
Whatever makes things stickier.
It's making the children more evil.
But yeah, so they all line up and let you, you know, remove the lollipops and children and stuff from them.
Oh, it's disgusting. I use my mage hand to do it.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not touching these sticky children.
They all come along peacefully.
Oh my gosh. We're
that was crazy.
This guy better pay us, honestly. Like, this is a mess.
Are these kids spoken for, or can I...
There's a few loose ones just you know, rolling around.
Bro, you keep losing your wards, you know? Like,
yeah, how about you use up the wards you've got at home before you get a new one?
What? Speak on what you mean by use up.
I don't think I will.
No, I'm gonna let that one stay. Just kidding. Just kidding. But, you know, yeah, maybe you really need more wards. Do you need more of them? These are very sticky.
You never know. You never know. That way you have them.
Yeah. It's better to have them and
not need them.
Yeah, not need them than need them.
Need them, not have them.
I just got to say again, whatever we're doing is going to be super fucking dangerous. And where's Gertie?
Where Gertie at?
All right, follow up question. Who the fuck is Gertie?
See, that's what I'm saying. And isn't the jokester one of your spurned fucking wards? That's what I'm saying over here.
Did we establish that? Because that sounds great.
We did, yeah.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Yeah, definitely the previous circus, the second circus in this campaign, was all wards. I believe the jokester was as well.
Oh, it was a circus, not a carnival? What's the difference?
Ooh, I don't know.
We're going pretty loose.
Yeah.
Circus has like animals and stuff. A carnival just has like rides and is like something you set up in like a parking lot of the mall.
This is the Big Top Traveling Circus and Magnificent Menagerie.
That feels like a circus.
That's a circus. All right.
I'm going to go.
Maybe carnival is not the right term. Quick question. Sorry. I just realized we didn't address the elephant on the podcast. Were there lollipops stuck on the elephant also?
Oh, yeah. The lollipops only go up to about its, just a little bit above its knee. Because, mm-hmm. You know, the kids couldn't reach that high.
Poor guy.
So we just have to rip him off his knee?
Okay. Yeah, his wrinkly knees.
There, big guy. Don't worry about it.
He can probably help with his nose.
Oh, I can't do an elephant noise.
So what other creatures and people are there that need dealt with left in this damn circus?
Barnabas comes jogging up. He's like, oh.
We never actually dealt with the elephant. You couldn't make an elephant noise and we moved on.
Yeah, we were taking the
We probably did that in character,
off.
You know?
Okay.
Just screaming at it.
Yeah, I assumed that you were able to.
I said we ripped some of his off.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sorry.
And his nose got the rest of them.
Yeah, because he's a gentle beast.
Because he's got a, you know, a prehensile, mm-hmm. or whatever you call that. He can do stuff with his little mm-hmm. nose.
But Barnabas comes running up. He's like, oh, okay. What was my voice?
I can't afford my monocle lotion.
Okay. Oh, great work so far. You're doing... We're going to have that contract signed by midnight for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Just have... I see the acrobats are back, and petting zoo is no longer going crazy, although...
Mm-hmm.
What's... The children aren't in line anymore. What's...
Yeah.
Lollipops are our biggest seller.
What you cutting those with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are they made out of?
They're made out of epoxy and gravel.
Jesus
Christ.
I didn't
expect that to be the first ingredient.
It's just epoxy and gravel? Why do anyone buy these
you
things?
You
love it!
You look at all the listings of the flavors. They're all like glue, other glue...
And a little molasses.
Okay, there you go. Oh my god, dude.
Flavor.
I think you're a criminal now. I think you're legally a criminal.
You are, like, just an egregious man. Like.
Look, I'm a good guy.
Sure. No, I doubt that.
We actually just got a shipment of Screech Bucks, and I was thinking about rolling out a new system. Instead of maybe the copper pieces, we do these Screech Bucks.
No, that is company script and deeply evil.
Listen, I was on your side. Here's a visionary. Here's a guy who really knows what's what. And then I found out you're poisoning kids, and that's where I draw the line. Those are good stock for wards.
the young lady over here, didn't you send us these Screech Bucks?
I mean...
You came by and you gave us the pamphlet and yeah, you're here to help me set this up?
I mean, I can be. Mostly what we did in the other ones was we just gave them to people and hoped that the vendors wouldn't notice that they weren't actual currency whenever they took them. And then it kind of just like kept working itself into the system.
So they don't have value.
They have value if you believe in them.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, I like what I'm hearing.
And let me tell you.
But no, they don't have value.
We believe in Screechbucks 200% above the normal value of gold currency. That means that 200 Screechbucks for one gold piece.
Wait.
Sorry. 200 gold pieces for one Screechbuck. That's the way I meant to say it.
These are insanely valuable.
Doesn't that mean you want to keep them for yourself?
Yeah, maybe pay yourself from that top, because you don't want these dirt boys touching your...
Yeah, Cocker's beneath you.
Yeah, yuck.
You want these Screech Bucks.
Coin? You don't need to touch coin anymore. Coin is something you can give.
They're filthy.
It is. You only want to touch paper.
Yeah, paper good.
It's naturally antimicrobial paper.
It is. It's sprayed with aluminum, so it is antimicrobial.
And this money, you know exactly where it came from.
Where did it come from?
The imagination.
There we go.
But, yeah, so I think we can agree that, yeah, of course, the people who work here shouldn't get the same high-level money that you do. You deserve the Screech Bucks.
Yeah.
Let these plebes have their 3 copper.
Two.
3 copper?
I think we said 3 copper each.
You said two.
Huh? All right, fine. I was trying to...
Is this a reverse company script?
Yeah, I think we're trying to reverse company script.
Take that, fucker.
But anyway, can you deal with the other situations?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, how many more situations do you have?
The clowns and jugglers and the puppets.
What do the clowns and jugglers need? We run over there.
They're just fighting?
Yeah, I bet they're fighting over, let me guess, wages. Let's go see what they want, gang.
Well, yeah, I think you need to pick a side.
We pick their side? Between the two of them?
Oh, I'm on the clowns.
And then just eradicate the other side.
Okay.
No, we're not doing that.
Jugglers can die.
No.
No, I don't. We've got it. We'll go deal with them. And I heard our little group
D&D podcast Civil War.
Jugglers versus clowns.
I'm with the jugglers. I'm with the clowns.
I don't like either of them. I'm good. I'm with the smoking guys over
there. Y'all are the ones that set the tent on fire.
I'm gonna hang out with that old bear.
Let's see what they want before we massacre them.
Yeah.
We head that way, Michael DeMauro.
All right, you head to the big top that's just rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm imagining it's doing the, like, it's going up and, like, to the side. Yeah. Like, yeah. Very, very cartoonish.
And you step through the flap and you see just a horde of jugglers on one side. And all the things that they're juggling are all sharp.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that sounds scary.
Yeah, no offense to clowns, but I feel like jugglers are going to be much more dangerous. Thoughts?
I think that jugglers are more dangerous.
Yeah, but clowns are so tricksy, though.
Hmm.
But I do think that, like, how many horror movies have been made from jugglers that have decided to kill?
That's a great point. So,
like, they might be scarier, but, like, they're scarier in the short term.
Yeah.
Clowns are long con.
They don't wear paint, so that's probably... Good,
though.
Good.
One clown car drives up, and then they just keep coming out of it. Just a horde.
I feel like jugglers are only dangerous if you primarily fight with throwing weapons.
Yeah.
Hey, you fucking assholes, don't fight.
No, we're gonna fight to the death. You have to choose a side.
No, why? You're not gonna do that.
Hey, quick question. Why are you guys fighting?
To the death.
What's happening here?
To the death.
We'll tell you why we're fighting. And then that's when we end our episode.
Why did you say it like that? I'm so weird.
I honestly could not be happier to be at the circus.
These guys are crazy.
I love playing D&D at the circus, just in the same way that I loved when we went to the resort. I feel like this is what the circus is to me now.
I love D&D in the bank.
Yeah, that's what it's D&D in the bank, D&D prison. At the resort, and D&D at the circus. Those are the top three places to do
prison.
D&D. Prison was pretty good too, actually. Yeah,
I love prison.
You can do D&D anywhere.
You can do D&D anywhere. Thank you so much for doing D&D with us.
Yeah.
If you come to twitch.tv/geeklyinc every single Tuesday at 8:45 p.m. EST, you can watch us live, see the bits that we cut out because they're bad or we probably shouldn't have said them. And
or they're really funny.
In this climate, we said, what? but more importantly, you can win dice from Die Hard Dice. Go to dieharddice.com, enter the offer code greetings with an exclamation mark, or is it dragons? It's been so long.
Who knows?
It's on the Instagram. Go look at Instagram.
It's on the Instagram. I'm pretty sure it's one of the, it's either greetings with an exclamation mark or dragons with an exclamation mark.
I think it's greetings exclamation point.
You get 15% off your whole damn order, and we get to kiss you on that.
On the back end.
Uh-oh, here comes trouble. Congratulations to Simon DeMeo.
Hey.
You have won dice.
Great job, Simon.
Yay.
Love how happy Jonah is. That's my bro.
All righty. Well, thank you, everyone. If you want to come hang out with us, we're here every single Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Exactly. Twitch.tv/GeeklyInc.
I guess we're here at that time. We just don't go live, right?
Yeah.
That is true.
You want to get in your seats while we...
Yeah, you got to get ready.
Yeah. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can do that at GeeklyInc, at D&D Podcast on Twitter, or you can find us at Greetings Adventurers on Instagram. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning. And check out the Patreon. David made several Christmas musical songs patrons are able to download. On top of that, you know, that's where you get all the good shit. patreon.com/dndpodcast. You can also follow for free to get like updates, you know.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter and everywhere at Nika_Howard.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman.
All right, everybody, until next week, keep it dicey.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.